Well, I'm joined in the studio with Nick Morris, Charles Chappell, and Scott Brooks from the TVA, and glad to have you all with us in the studio. With the recent rainfall over the weekend and more predicted in the coming days, how does this affect management of the TVA lakes and Tennessee River watershed? How does TVA help control flooding?
Yes, TVA river operations are driven by rainfall and runoff and guided by our operating policy. For the month of April, we saw about 7 inches of rain. Typically for April, we see about 4 inches. What made management of this month more difficult is that most of that rainfall fell in the last week of April. So when you see that much rainfall, you're going to see elevated lake levels. You're going to see a higher than normal flow in the rivers. And so it's a coordination effort with the Corps of Engineers of how we manage Kentucky. There is a flood crest coming down the Ohio, and so the stage at Cairo, when it's at 35 and forecast to go above 40, the Corps of Engineers can declare a flood control operation based on the Flood Control Act of 1944, which gives them authorization to control releases out of Kentucky Dam. What we're experiencing is higher than normal flows out of Kentucky Dam this past week. And what we're going to see is a curtailing of those releases and an increase in Kentucky's headwater. We're expecting Kentucky's headwater from today's elevations to go up about 3 feet over the next several days.
And that also affects the lake levels as well?
Right. That is right now the midnight elevation at Kentucky Dam. Lake elevation is 357. That's 357 feet above sea level. We expect to see about that elevation to be about 360 by this weekend.
Now, does that affect the summer months as people in this region head to Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley, or is that something that's sort of mitigated before the summer months hit and the tourism season really begins?
Well, we can't dictate Mother Nature when she decides to rain. When we get these large rain events, again, we see higher than normal lake elevations. We don't recommend that people recreate around our dams, especially when we're spilling this large amount of water, or that is in the tailwater or the headwater portion in the forebay of the dams.
TVA recently reported net income revenue gain in 2017, despite some slower sales due to the mild winter weather. Can you briefly explain how the fluctuation in weather has an effect on TVA operations, some of the other contributing factors to TVA revenue generation and its effect on everyday citizens?
Sure. Weather, of course, has a big impact on, number one, how much power people use. You know, when the weather is colder, when the weather is warmer, folks tend to use a lot more power. They want to be comfortable, so they want to stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter. And we had a relatively mild quarter the last 3 months of this reporting period, which meant sales were down. So we had to make up for that by efficiencies in our operating system. So we've over the last 3 or 4 years, we've accomplished about $800 million in efficiency savings, and that's helped contribute to another positive quarter for us.
And efficiency savings, it's also my understanding that the Watts Bar also had a factor?
Sure. Nuclear power is one of our cheapest generating sources behind hydro, which, again, when we're talking about a lot of rain falling, we like a good amount of rain because hydropower is our cheapest source of generation, and we can use that rainfall to produce power. But right behind that is nuclear power, and we brought Watts Bar Unit 2 online in October of 2016, which is 24/7 baseload power that's carbon-free and, again, less expensive to operate than some of our other sources.
Thinking about the mild winter, how does that, in general, affect drawdown and refilling plans?
Much of the public believes that TVA can simply fill lakes, and that's simply not true. We need normal rainfall and runoff in order to reach our summer pool levels. In 2016, across much of the Tennessee Valley, we did not receive normal rainfall and runoff. A lot of our tributary dams did not reach their summer pool levels. But this year, I think we're in a good position. We have plenty of water in the system, so reaching the summer pool levels seems very favorable.
In terms of economic impact, what is TVA anticipating for the summer months, and what can this region look forward to?
Well, you know, TVA manages about 293,000 acres of property along its entire reservoir system. The Tennessee River stretches for 652 miles from the foot of Broadway in Paducah, all the way to just above Knoxville, Tennessee, where the confluence there comes together to form the Tennessee River. And, you know, there's 11,000 miles of shoreline, and there's a whole host of things to do recreation-wise in between those two geographic locations. And it ranges from informal camping in a kind of a dispersed use area. There's lots of rural areas where you can go, be on the lake, do some bank fishing along the shoreline, and camping, fishing, hiking. We've got biking trails. There's a world-class mountain bike trail in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on Raccoon Mountain that people often go to. And so we're trying to reach out and improve a lot of these locations. Over the last few years, we've really stepped up our efforts to partner with municipalities, state agencies, to improve a lot of our lake access areas. One of the things that we've done, we've recently released, just yesterday actually, a recreation impact study just on the economy, what kind of impact the reservoir has on the local economies valley-wide. And the result of that, the outcome, was that about $11.9 billion of recreation impacts are seen just from individuals going to and from the lakes to recreate, whether it be a pleasure boater, a bank fisherman, a camper. And that also includes all of the development up and down the reservoir system. We've got a lot of neighborhoods and stuff that are developed along our reservoirs. And when you factor in all of those things, including property taxes and jobs, we're looking at about 130,000 jobs sustained annually. We're looking to just sort of highlight what we do, and we're encouraging and inviting people to get out and be on the reservoirs this summer.
I was on the TVA website, and a lot of people in this region are familiar perhaps with the infrastructure around the lakes and the things to do. But something that struck me as just fascinating is recreation on undeveloped land. Mm-hmm. And this is something that TVA has a map of where these places are. But there's certain restrictions or rules that apply to someone who might be interested in roughing it, as they say.
Sure, so. Yeah. We call it the leave no trace philosophy. Just cart out what you call in. A lot of people, I mean, we just had a shoreline cleanup a couple of weeks ago in Callaway County, actually, out at the Boatwright Trail area on Blood River, and picked up, you know, several truckloads of garbage around some campsites. And, you know, folks just want to get out and have a good time, and we understand that. We just ask that they take out whatever they take in and just practice good common sense and leave it as good as you found it.
TVA is launching a social media photo contest. How can someone participate?
Sure. This is the third year that we've done this hashtag TVA Fun campaign. And again, it's just another way to make folks more aware of all the things there are to do out there and to share some of the fun. So what we're asking folks to do is when you're out starting May 1st, from May 1st to September 11th, when you're out on the lake, when you're out fishing, boating, when you're out hiking, anything having to do with TVA recreation, you know, snap a photo, take a selfie, and post it either on your own social media page with the hashtag TVA Fun, or post it on our social media. We have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account, and we'll share some of the photos as they come along throughout the summer. And then at the end of the year, we'll pick the top three winners, the best photos, and we'll issue some prizes. I think last year was a GoPro kit was the top prize. So hopefully that person will be using it for great photos again this year. And again, just a way to make folks aware and to get them interactive into the fun.
Scott Brooks, Charles Chappell, Nick Morris, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.